T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I want to welcome Hodan Hassan, a member of the Minnesota House of Representatives here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline this morning. Represents District 62A here in the Central Twin Cities, including parts of South Minneapolis, but also Assistant Majority Leader in the House. Madam Leader, good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, you had an interesting day yesterday, and a matter of fact, came up with a lot of proposals. I would ask you, for our listeners this morning, just tuning in, tell us what happened yesterday and what you hope happens in the upcoming special session.
Good morning, everyone. Well, yesterday we had a press conference laying out the public safety package that we plan to propose in the upcoming special election. And the Posse Caucus, accompanied by the House leadership and some of our DFL colleagues, had a press conference at the Hallie Brown Q Community Center, and we chose that space because we wanted to make sure that the community understands that we are with them on this issue and we stand with them on this fight for justice, not only for George Floyd, but for every black man that was murdered by the police, and to put a stop to this 400-year-old systemic oppression that has been harming black men. And my hope is that we would do something this session, this special session, to change some laws and to put some accountability to make sure that police who recklessly kill or endanger black men and black bodies are put are held accountable. And we know that many proposals are part of the police reform that Minneapolis has done in after the Jamal Clark shooting, after the Philando Castillo shooting. There has been many police reforms out there that people have suggested that are part of the police, handbooks, but are they using it? I don't think so. So we are trying to put together a package that says we're serious about this and this needs to stop. And we can't just continue this, struggle with police, and the struggle for justice needs somewhere to end. This has been going on forever, for far too long.
Representative Hassan, I did notice, and I looked at some of the proposals. One of those was having police officers live in the community they serve.
Yes, and that's my legislation. And I'm Rick Stanek, who was a former Hennepin County sheriff, changed the law to say that there should not be a residence requirement. And we ended up with what we have right now, which is over 90% of the police officers in Minneapolis do not live in Minneapolis. After talking to communities over and over, one of the things that came up was that the reason why they don't trust police, the reason why their interaction with police officers is rather unpleasant, is because they don't know this police. The police don't know them. So we're trying to make sure that there are, change to that. And, Minneapolis and Saint Paul police officers should live in the communities that they serve and should know the kids, you know, in their communities by name.
Is June 12th the date that you'll get back to session? Is that confirmed?
That's not confirmed yet, but that's what we're hoping. That's the date that's floating around, but we're waiting for the governor to call special session.
Madam Leader, thanks for taking the time this morning here on WCCO Radio, and best of luck to your district there. I know there, it's good to see a lot of fundraising efforts now for a lot of those businesses. That's pretty heartwarming.
Absolutely. I need to highlight that. There is a tragedy here, and we lost a life, and you know, Lake Street is burned down to the ground. But there are a lot of powerful, you know, defining moments that are happening right now. All the people that are coming to help, all the volunteers, all the people that are bringing food, all the fundraising that's going on. This is not about, you know, one group versus another. This is about Minnesotans who are just tired of injustice and police brutality, and everyone is coming to help the areas that are impacted in one way or another.
Before you go, Representative, I'll let you go. Do you think you would propose a permanent memorial to George Floyd?
Well, it's in the talks. We are having conversations with city leadership, and also we want to make sure that the community is leading that effort and not us. Even though we're part of the community, we're still part of the government. So anything that at least myself and the Posse Caucus is doing, we want the community to be in the lead on that.
Representative Hassan, thank you. We'll talk again.
All right.
Appreciate your time here on WCCO Radio. She is the Assistant Majority Leader as well in the House. The CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline continues to be busy. We'll talk more about business and some of the aspects there when Dr. Voller joins us from the University of Minnesota Carlson School. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.